We are here at Commodity Classic in San Antonio, Texas, taking in the BASF Science Behind event for 2026. Joining us now, BASF Agricultural Solutions Vice President Scott Kay. Scott, it's great to see you, sir. How are you?
Really good, thank you, and good to see you at the Commodity Classic.
You guys have rolled out some exciting new things here at this year's Science Behind event, and I think at the heart of this, just to start our conversation, it's really about finding solutions that growers really, truly need. I know a lot of focus on soybeans here today, but it's about using technology to find solutions to problems that we're seeing across the country, real-world issues out in our fields, isn't it, Scott?
It really is. BASF has a history of helping farmers. And, you know, I think a lot of times people think about BASF as a new solution provider, whether it's for new innovative fungicides like Veltima, or they want to look to us for herbicide control, maybe Liberty Ultra, something like that. But today we had the chance to show yourself and others that we have a trait pipeline that we're trying to address what we think is the number one yield robber for soybean growers across the U.S., and that's soybean cyst nematode.
And SCN, to your point, I mean, we've been dealing with this issue now for quite some time. It is growing and growing and growing and becoming that yield-robbing problem. And a lot of times, and I know you had quite a few experts here today, university level as well as BASF experts talking about this, a lot of times producers, by the time they find out that they have SCN in their fields, it's already too late, and then they're dealing with the consequences, right, Scott?
Yeah, I think what's below the soil a lot of times isn't addressable, or it's too late. And so I think we have a combination. I mean, there's farmers out there that are listening that know they have SCN and are waiting for Nemosphere from BASF. It'll be the first trait that comes out to the market in over 60 years. And so it's not like the other ones that they're currently using today. It has a new mode of action. And so Nemosphere is going to solve a lot of problems, I think. But to your point, if you don't know it, out of sight, out of mind. And so I think in preparation for a new trait like SCN, that farmers would probably do themselves a huge favor if they would start testing to make sure they know where they have it on their farm, if they have it on the farm, and to what populations. Because I think a lot of times what looks like a small little fleck on the root system can cause big problems.
Yeah, understanding the fight you're going into before you get into the fight, I think, is crucial, Scott. And, you know, to your point, we look at the overall state of things in agriculture, the ag economy. Producers are really, they're looking at the bottom line. They're looking at products that are going to bring the best return on investment. I'm sure you're seeing quite a bit of that at BASF right now. And those conversations with growers, they're calling on you and your team to bring those solutions at a time when they're really looking at that return on investment on their operation.
Yeah, I think economics matter. And to your point, a return on investment is really important this year. And when I think about soybeans, I think we've got to help farmers max yields, because I believe they're going to have to be 10% better than average for sure to really make it pay this year. So we're going to be in discussions with farmers about how do we find those hidden yield bumps. And so I think that's something we're going to focus on this year. You know, once again, I think one thing we're going to add to the Nemosphere trait, because we see that farmers continue to fight post-emergence weed control. And so what we've done with our Nemosphere trait, we've built in HPPD resistance also into that trait, so that farmers can use an HPPD product pre. And so I think that's also going to be our strategy this year with farmers. If you haven't made your final decision, I believe the more residual you work into your soybean herbicide plan also will be a way to find more yield, because I think we just don't realize how much weeds are robbing from us.
Well, and of course, Nemosphere, to your point, going to be coming to market here in a couple of years. We're going to be keeping our eyes on the rollout of that and all the approvals, et cetera, et cetera. On top of that, Scott, what else are you excited about here from BASF as we look into and get started really with 2026?
Yeah, so I think, one, we totally understand the economics the farmer is facing. We want to do everything we can to help them to achieve their targets for this coming year, which we think has got to be increase yield in soybeans. And then two, to take full advantage of the corn opportunities that they see in front of them. One in particular is 45Z.
Yeah.
So I know that ethanol plants need to define yet what that incentive is, but to me, farmers are going to be looking to see, I'll take a nickel, I'll take 10 cents, 20 will be better. Sometimes you hear the other numbers, and so I think we want to make sure we're enabling farmers and retailers to take advantage of that. And so we have a plan to do that. We think it's the simplest plan for farmers to adopt. There's five steps to making sure they can certify their acres for these ethanol plants, and that's using Zarvio Bioenergy. And so if they haven't talked to their retailer about it or their BSF rep, please do, because I think it'll be one of the simplest ways to start to qualify. And when I think about qualification, I think, are you already practicing no-till corn? Are you already using a nitrogen stabilizer? Are you already doing cover crops on your farm? So things like that that you're already doing, I don't think it's going to be very complicated for farmers to report what their practices are. But what tool do you adopt that will speak to the ethanol plants, I think is going to be a critical decision. And Zarvio Field Manager is going to be a way they can do that.
And to that point, you know, there's a lot of the nuances that we're waiting on trying to figure out, you know, with the regulatory side. But farmers, you know, they're doing a lot of practices already that would qualify. They're looking at their carbon intensity score, et cetera. But, you know, as we figure out some of these final details and really get the ball rolling with 45Z, I think to your point, there's a lot of easy ways to get started. BASF, of course, with those solutions. But really just getting started and being able to bring in that new revenue stream, I think it's going to be crucial, because all the tools are there. We're just working out some of the final details, essentially, when it comes to, you know, 45Z and sustainable aviation fuel, Scott.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's, we just want to make it simple for farmers to qualify and that they can work with their local retailer like they always have. And that way that no one's reinventing in the wheel. We just want to make sure they can take advantage of the opportunities that are there. And Zarvio Field Manager is the way to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Scott, anything else you would add or reiterate to folks here in our conversation today?
No, I think the one thing we had this last Science Behind, we launched Real Results Yield Challenge.
Yeah. Yep.
And tremendous response. 1,800 farmers participated. And you know, the one thing that we saw is that we had some results where it was 20 to 50 bushels difference between treated and untreated. And a lot of these farmers weren't using. So I just can't imagine after this past year, if you had both tar spot and southern rust hit your farm, that would have been devastating. And so for us, we're going to launch that. Again, there'll be a 2.0 version of Real Results Yield Challenge. And certainly we like farmers to take it, but we believe there's a proven need to adopt the use of fungicide from BSF. And so Veltima fungicide is just one of those options for corn. But I think farmers are going to be adopting it as a general practice versus a wait-and-see strategy.
Well, as always, talk to your local BASF retailer. Go online. A lot more information. A lot of products that they have for folks, not only this season, but beyond. Scott Kay, Vice President, BASF Ag Solutions. Good to talk with you, Scott. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jesse. Good to see you.